The deal that the governor and the four legislative leaders seem to have hammered out yesterday would provide some funding to higher education and social services, which haven't been funded under the budget impasse. It would also free up some operational funding for state agencies, which also haven't gotten their money. Of course, state workers have been getting paid under a court order, but the money for things like gas for state vehicles or office supplies or money for state prisons to buy food for prisoners and pay for water bills and electrical bills has not been going out. It also includes money for K-12 schools for the entire fiscal year. All the other areas of the budget, though, would only be partial funding, the thought being that it's about a six-month or so budget and that lawmakers and the governor would, you know, deal with this problem, with this crisis when they get back for fall veto session after the general election. This deal doesn't end the budget impasse, really, because it isn't a long-term plan. It's not a full-year budget. We don't know what the exact numbers are going to be yet, but there's no way that it's going to be able to make social service agencies, universities whole for all of the current fiscal year, which they were not receiving funding for, and also, you know, fund them at the level that they typically are funded at for the next 6 months. So it's basically just a way for state government to continue kind of limping along, not maybe on the brink of crisis where we're seeing universities considering closure or that sort of thing, but it is not a cure-all solution, and it is definitely not a full budget for the current fiscal year or for the next. People will be kind of getting a lot of headlines today about this agreement, and because there has been such impasse and because things have been so difficult to do, this is a big deal that it's happening. The social service agencies and universities do need a cash infusion. It will probably stave off some layoffs and, you know, other negative outcomes. So it's not to say that this doesn't matter, but a lot of damage has been done in this year that we've had without a state budget, and I thought it was important to document that for folks on the day when, you know, there'll probably be some celebration about getting some kind of deal, to remember that this impasse has caused harm that will not go away quickly. So some of that harm is to our social safety net. We've seen a lot of layoffs and programs close. We heard from the United Way, that over a million people in the state have lost access to social services. We've also seen in higher education layoffs and students potentially maybe considering going out of state, faculty and staff potentially leaving the state for more secure jobs. So there's been brain drain, there's been loss of programming, there's been a huge pileup of backlog of bills. All of those things, as well as the state's credit rating drop, will not be fixed overnight with this plan or even with a full fiscal year 17 budget for next year. Those outcomes are going to take some time for the state to recover from.